Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. Horacio Zubios and Marcel Granollers are number 5 and 6 in the world on the ATP doubles tour, and I caught up with them in Miami. This is going to be the last post-match interview from Miami. It's a very short one that I wanted to get to you this weekend before next week. So I chatted with them after their second round win. It was a very windy match. They played Mate Pavic and Marcelo Arevalo, and we talked about the matchup as well as what they do when they're facing a team that they've seen, or they've at least seen those individual players so often over the last several years. And they talk a little bit about what sorts of adjustments they're still making, even though they've faced each other so many times. Horacio says that it was one of the best matches they've played this year. After that, we talk about playing in the windy conditions a bit. And then we talk about early in the season. Is it an advantage that they've played together for so long when there are these other teams like Arevalo and Pavic who are still kind of finding their footing together and they haven't played together before this season? And then at the end, of course, we talk about how to make doubles more popular as well. So again, this is a very short conversation, but I wanted to get it out to y'all. And next week, I'm going to have a new podcast, or at least on the next episode, I'm going to have a new podcast that will be a solo episode about some recent doubles lessons that I've learned coaching our high school tennis team. So without further delay, enjoy this short conversation with Marcel Granollers and Horacio Zubios. All right, so nice one earlier, guys. What did y'all make of kind of the match overall?
About the match? Yeah, I think we played a great match. The conditions were not easy today. It was very windy. Mm-hmm. But I feel that we played one of the best matches this year. It was against a very tough team, so we knew that we have to take every opportunity that we have, and I think that was the key, yeah, being very focused the whole match.
Are there any adjustments you make in the wind specifically? I noticed y'all were hitting a good amount of lobs, and obviously if the wind's going one direction, it's different on each side. So how do you kind of handle the windy conditions?
Well, you have to adjust, no, when it's very windy, but I think we mix very good today with lobs or returning hard. Mm-hmm. And yeah, obviously, always it's important to hold serve, but I think we really return very good today.
How do you go about game planning against a team or players that you've seen so often? You've obviously played Mate and Marcelo a number of times at this point. Do you kind of have your game plan kind of set and then just make adjustments from match to match, or are you looking at a lot of their recent matches to see kind of if they've made any adjustments? Talk a little bit about that.
Everything that you said is what we try to do, right? We see a lot of matches, especially the last matches that they play, so maybe they are doing something new or not. Like you said, we play many times against them, so, and they play against us, of course, and they know our weapons, and we know what they like to do, but there is always something new that everybody can do, so we try to see the last matches that they play to see if there is something, like I told you, and then, of course, we need to focus on them, but we need to focus on us, trying to do our best shots every time that we need it, and I think that is the key.
So you'll have 3 finals so far this year. Obviously, y'all have played together for a long time. Do you feel like that is an advantage early on in the season, since there's so many new teams that are kind of trying to find their way and build that team chemistry?
Well, for us, it's good, no, that we are already playing for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this helps us for we know each other on court, and we know what we do good. And yeah, for the other teams, maybe sometimes take time to adjust the game together. Other teams, like, really fast they connect, and like us, the first time we played together, we won a Master 1000, so you never know how long it takes. But yeah, for us now, it's good that we are playing for a long time.
So the last question, how can we make doubles more popular?
That's a good question. I mean, for sure it helps that many singles players are playing right now. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I mean, we have a few ideas, like trying to implement, I don't know, more music, something with the fans, but it's tough. It's tough. I mean, there are some countries that we know that they like more doubles, like the US, like in England, in Australia. So I don't think they need something new about those countries, because they really like the doubles. But then I know we are trying to get more ideas. So I don't know. Hopefully we can do something, because it's a very nice sport.
Mm-hmm. Any comments?
I don't know. Yeah, I know a lot of people is talking about how to get the fans more involved in doubles. We are talking about that, and we'll see.
Would y'all be open to allowing fans to kind of come in and out during games, or does that bother you on the serve too much?
What? Sorry?
Like, to allow fans to come in and out and not wait for a changeover?
I don't know. Any ideas? If it works,
I agree. We are open. I mean, we are open to try a few new things, if that helps doubles in the future. Yeah, of course.
Sure. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.